Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Simani, member by Ram Goldhar, and today Mezeches Brachas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. Before we begin, let's do a quick review of the Simani we've done up until now. The first thing is we said that Mezeches Brachas is 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema, the next 2 deal with Tefillah, the last 4 prakim deal with Brachas. Good. Perek Aleph is Me'emesai is 5 Mishnahis. Mishnah Aleph is Arvis, Beis is Shachris, Gimel is Derech, Dalet is Brachas, and Hey is Yitzias Yisraim. Then Perek Beis is Hay Korba Torah. It has 8 Mishnahs. The first Mishnah is Korba Torah. Beis is Beina Prakim. Gimel is Shadleit. Dalet is Umnim. Hey is Chasen. Vav is Rachatz. Zayin is Tavi. And Ches is Chasen. Then Perek Beis, we change the story for Perek Beis. So Beis is a Bais, is a house. So we said he had this teepee with shades that an Uman just put up. That's Korba Torah, Beina Prakim, Shadleit. An umnim for a chasen who gets washed on the day of chasna by an eved, that's tavi, and then concludes with the chasen taking a sitter because he might want to see Kriyat Shema later, so chasen. Then Perek Gimel of Mishnah Meis was 6 Mishnahs. The first Mishnah is Lefana, Beis is Kavru, and Gimel is Nek. Good. And we said the story is Gimel is a Gimel is a camel. You see this camel that died is in front of its owner, Lefana. He gets buried, Kavru, up until his neck, and that's Nashim Avadim Kutanim. Good. Now we get to Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. So Mishnah Dalet deals with how a Baal Keri says Krishma and how he benches. Does he say it out loud? Or is he only Mahari here? He only thinks the words. So the simon is Baal Keri. The Mishnah Hey continues with the Baal Keri. First, what does he do if he's standing in tefillah and then all of a sudden remembers that he's a Baal Keri? So we learn that he's not mapsik. He doesn't stop the tefillah, but he's makatzer. He abbreviates the brachos. Then it deals with him going to the mikveh and what he should do when it's among Krishma. So we learn that he should get out and cover himself up and then say Krishma. But if he doesn't have enough time, he should remain in the mikveh, covered in the water, and then recite the Shema. So the simon is betfilah, because he's on betfilah. And I'm also going to put in parentheses, just so you remember, you see it as a visual trigger, tefilah, because that's also the second case where he's being tovel and it's among Krishma. So the 2 simanim are Baal Keri betfilah, Baal Keri betfilah. So our story would be in Perek Gimel, is you have this camel, Gamal, dies Lefana before the person. They bury him up to his neck, and they see the reason why he dies, because he has a wound on his neck, a BB shot. A BB shot to his neck is the reason why the camel unfortunately died. BB is Baal Keri betfilah. Baal Keri betfilah. BB. All right, so now we have 5 Mishnahs in Mishnah Meso. Lefana of Kavru neck, Baal Keri betfilah. BB. Baal Keri betfilah. All right, so now let's conclude with a pop quiz. Which perek do we have the Mishnah of an Uman saying Krishma in a tree? That's in Perek. Base, the simon is Umnim. Good. Which perek do we learn about Birchas Kriyashma? That's in Perek. Aleph, the simon is Brachos. Good. Which perek do we learn about a chasen if he wants to say Kriyashma? That's in Perek. Base. Good. That's Mishnah Ches. That's the final Mishnah. Good. Which perek do we learn about a Baal Keri saying Shema? That's in Perek. Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Good. Which perek do we learn the Zman of Kriyashma for Arvis? That's in Perek. Aleph, the simon is Arvis. And which perek do we have a Mishnah where the Baal Keri remembers in the middle of davening there's a Baal Keri? Which perek is that? That's in Perek. Gimel, and the simon is Betfila. All right, excellent. So that concludes the shiur for today. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.